Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Thanks for the feedback. The Science and Art of Receiving Feedback. Well, authored by Douglas Stone, dives deep into the often overlooked aspect of communication, how to receive feedback effectively. In our personal and professional lives, feedback is unavoidable. It's how we grow, learn, and improve. However, not everyone is equipped to handle feedback in a constructive manner. This book, written by a seasoned expert in negotiation and communication, aims not only to change the way we view feedback, but also to enhance our ability to accept, understand, and utilize it to our benefit. Throughout its pages, Stone offers insights, real-life examples, and practical strategies to help readers transform their approach to feedback, making it a powerful tool for personal and professional development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, types of feedback. Feedback is not a one-size-fits-all mechanism. Douglas Stone delineates the complexities by identifying the three types of feedback: appreciation, coaching, and evaluation. Appreciation is about recognition and motivates us to keep going. Coaching helps improve our knowledge, skills, or capabilities, while evaluation tells us where we stand, often ranking us against others or standards. Stone emphasizes the importance of understanding these types because our reactions and the utility of feedback can vary dramatically based on its nature. Recognizing the type of feedback being received is crucial in setting the stage for how to process it effectively, whether it's about validating our efforts, improving our skills, or understanding our position. Secondly, the triggers. Stone delves into the psychological aspect of why feedback can be hard to accept by introducing the concept of triggers. He categorizes them into three main types: truth, relationship, and identity triggers. Truth triggers are activated when we perceive feedback as incorrect or unhelpful. Relationship triggers depend on who gives the feedback, often influenced by the history and dynamics of our relationship with that person. Identity triggers are the most personal, activated when feedback threatens our self-concept. Stone elaborates how these triggers can distort our perception of the feedback and hinder our ability to learn from it. He offers strategies to manage these responses, promoting a more open and growth-oriented approach to receiving feedback. Thirdly, embracing vulnerability. One of the book's central arguments is the critical role of vulnerability in processing feedback. Stone argues that being open to feedback requires a certain level of vulnerability, a willingness to admit that we may have flaws and that there is room for improvement. This notion challenges the common defensive mechanisms that kick in when we receive feedback. By embracing vulnerability, we can overcome initial resistance and engage with feedback in a way that is genuinely constructive. Stone provides practical advice on how to cultivate a mindset that sees vulnerability not as a weakness, but as a strength, enabling deeper learning and personal growth. Fourthly, feedback and growth mindset. The idea of a growth mindset, popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck, plays a pivotal role in how effectively one can receive and utilize feedback. Stone echoes this sentiment, illustrating how a growth mindset, the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work, enhances our ability to process and benefit from feedback. People with a growth mindset are more likely to see feedback as an opportunity for learning rather than as a personal attack. Stone's exploration of this concept underscores its importance, offering readers actionable insights on how to shift towards a more growth-oriented perspective in their personal and professional lives. Lastly, the art of seeking feedback. Finally, Stone highlights the proactive aspect of feedback, actively seeking it out rather than passively waiting for it. He outlines effective strategies for soliciting feedback that can lead to meaningful insights and growth. This involves not only asking for feedback in a way that encourages honest and constructive responses, but also knowing when and whom to ask. By cultivating an environment where feedback is regularly sought and valued, individuals can accelerate their learning and development. This section of the book arms readers with the knowledge and tools to take control of their feedback loop, turning it into a powerful engine for personal and professional advancement. In conclusion, thanks for the feedback. The Science and Art of Receiving Feedback. Well is essential reading for anyone interested in personal growth, communication, and leadership. Douglas Stone provides a comprehensive guide that is both insightful and practical, making the complex process of receiving feedback an empowering experience. The book is particularly beneficial for individuals looking to improve their interpersonal relationships, increase their professional performance, and foster a culture of open communication in their personal and work environments. By exploring the types of feedback, understanding triggers, embracing vulnerability, fostering a growth mindset, and learning the art of seeking feedback, readers are equipped with the tools to transform feedback from a source of stress into one of the most valuable resources for personal and professional development. For anyone striving to navigate life's challenges with grace and courage, this book is a treasure trove of wisdom. If you would like to support Douglas Stone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.